Junior Walker and the All-Stars. The song is entitled Walk in the Night. I tell you what, he is doing a great job on that saxophone. And of course, you listen to those strings backing him up as well as the rest of the musicians. This is just some great musicianship. All right, here's the question. If this type of move in Los Angeles can benefit Los Angeles, can it benefit other countries, other towns? I'm sorry, other towns, other countries, other cities. And not just big, big cities, but how about small cities? Think about this now. Smaller towns are not going to have the amount of lighting, outdoor lighting, that a big city would. No doubt, right? But here's the question. Can small towns afford to save money? Yes. So here's the thing. The smaller towns won't have as much lighting as a city like LA, which means they won't have as much money to spend making this kind of change. Of course, they're not going to have the kind of money that LA has, but they'll probably have the money that that given town needs in order to make this kind of change. And of course, again, the savings in the long run make that upfront expenditure worth it. It's a worthwhile investment. Or would you say, no, not really, even though they would save money, even though smaller towns would end up saving more than they would spend in the beginning? It's still not worth it. Reducing the CO2 emissions, which means a healthier citizenry. Worth it or not? Cities, and this may help us get to an answer to those questions, cities are really being seen as one of the most pivotal points for clean energy transformation. According to the most recent progress report from C40, which is an international coalition, 228 world cities representing 436 million people have set targets that would reduce emissions by 13 gigatons of carbon dioxide by 2050. Partly, this opportunity for reductions is tied to the sheer size of cities. Cities hold more than half of the world's population, so changes can have some outsized impacts. But cities also operate differently than states and countries, where it can be a lot harder to change direction of policies. Michael Bruni, who's executive director of the Sierra Club, told Think Progress that cities have a very unique ability to be visionary and pragmatic. Pretty hard to get stuck in dogmatic ideological thinking when you're the mayor of a city or you're on the council. The Sierra Club worked with the council members behind LA's current proposal as part of the group's Ready for 100 campaign, which is a grassroots effort to encourage commitments to 100% renewable energy in the U.S. In the U.S., 12 cities, including San Francisco and San Diego, wow, at least 3 out of the 12, have enacted 100% clean energy goals, and 4 cities are already there. 4 cities already there. 100% clean energy. The campaign officially launched in January, but Bruni said there are some active campaigns in dozens of cities now, from Oakland, California, to Cleveland, Ohio, Boulder, Miami, Boise, all of them putting forth efforts that just got started recently in the last few months. Bruni's estimating that there would be 50 cities with active campaigns by the end of the year. They're hoping it's going to grow quickly. That's what they were hoping, but it's growing more quickly than they had hoped. It's doing better than they had hoped. You have cities that want to be able to show strong leadership on climate, and they see an enormous opportunity for economic benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, we really do need to step up and start talking to our elected officials. More and more Americans across political lines are, number one, caring more and more about America the Beautiful, and are more and more, number two, expressing their increased concern about the beauty of America, the health of America. Particularly in Washington, D.C., we have a lot of fellow citizens, because even though they're elected officials, they are still fellow citizens who refuse to listen to what the rest of their citizens, their constituents, are saying about our environment, about our country, our water, our air, our land. We need to be just as vocal in discussing our concerns about our land, our air, and our water as we are about other issues that have driven people to the polls over the last few decades. The importance of the economics cannot be underestimated. Los Angeles, $57 million worth of LED lights. Again, and I had said 8 years, but they're thinking they will have paid themselves off in less than 6 years. A staggering return on investment. And I should have said 6 years, but they're saying less than six. Because you figure now, 9 into 54 is six, right? Yeah. So if they had spent $54 million and they're saving $9 million a year, 9 into 54, six. But they're saying, and I said eight, my mistake, they're saying it'll probably pay off in less than 6 years. And whether it pays off in 6 years or less than 6 years, you're still talking about a huge return on that investment. And remember now, again, because everything they save after that six-year period, let's just say it's 6 years, everything that they save after that six-year period is surplus. A report published last fall found that cities could save themselves $17 trillion. $17 trillion, not just LA now, but cities, plural, could save themselves $17 trillion by pursuing clean energy options such as increased efficiency, aggressive solar installations, and better public transportation. $17 trillion. All of those tactics are part of Garcetti's Sustainable City Plan, which was released last year. He's announced 100 new electrical vehicles have been added to the LAPD's fleet. The Los Angeles Police Department has 100 new electric vehicles. The city installed 104 new charging stations. The city installed them. And they're going to be open to anyone. Remember now, I've shared this with you before. We got to keep this in mind. When we're talking about the various ways that we can power our automobiles, including through electricity. We do need charging stations. No one is denying that. But remember what we've talked about before. There was a time when there were no gasoline-powered automobiles. And because there was no such thing as gasoline-powered automobiles, there were no gasoline stations. The gasoline-powered cars came, and the gas stations followed. Why can't that happen with regards to electric vehicles? 104 charging stations open to anyone. This type of city-led infrastructure is key to allowing the public to also transition to new clean technologies. But as energy people know, electric vehicles are only as clean as the electricity that they're using. An electric vehicle that's running off of coal-fired generation is responsible for as much greenhouse gas emissions as a regular gas-powered car, according to some estimates. The LADWP, which functions as the city's sole utility, already has net energy metering and has doubled down on the feed-in tariff program, which allows building and landowners to install medium-sized solar arrays and sell that electricity directly to the LADWP. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it really sounds like this is a win, win, win. Everyone wins. What do you think about that? When everyone is winning, is that a bad thing? Or do you think it's a good thing when everyone is winning? Let me ask you this. The elected officials who push for cleaner air, clean water, clean air, healthier citizens, do you suppose those elected officials will win? The ones who are currently in office, whether it's, you know, current sitting elected officials or ones we vote in because they say, hey, look, we hear you, we're for that.